I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. My talent stack is basically taking several skills that you have, or a skill stack, several skills that you have, stacking them all together, and then it becomes this unique combination that no one else has, and that's what makes you valuable.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Your future success is thanking you right now because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the achievements you have expected to achieve are yet to be achieved. And on top of this, I'm going to make you a go-getter. You're going to get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic, we're talking efficiency, making the most of yourself, maximizing your time, energy, focus, attention, and your money, which is going to where they love you, going to where you are adored, not where you're ignored. I actually heard Reverend Run say that maybe like 10 years ago, back when he had that TV show. I don't even know he still has a TV show. He said, go to where you're adored, not where you're ignored, going to where they love you, going to where, I mean, it's metaphorically where you are going to get the highest ROI, return on investment, on your efforts, on your presence, on your skills, on your energy, on anything that you do, any investment that you make. You want to make a return on that investment, right? Because otherwise, those bad investments are going to end up bankrupting you. And again, I don't necessarily mean in money. I mean in any resource that you have. So how do you maximize yourself and make the most of those investments that we're always making? You're making an investment right now of your time and at least some of your attention through listening to this podcast. So how do you maximize the returns on all those investments? Number one thing, again, today's topic is going to where they love you, where you are adored, not where you're ignored. If you are not seeing in your actions, in the energy investments that you're making, the time investments, most important investment you ever make, you're not seeing any hints of your success, that means you're probably trying to fit into something that isn't working. You're not seeing hints of that success. Again, doesn't mean everything's going to just pop off and work just because you started it. I don't care how long you've been doing it or who else got a result in such amount of time or whatever you're comparing yourself to. You need to be seeing some hints of your future successes, even when things aren't quite working the way you thought they should be working. Even when you haven't gotten the full success yet, you got to see something that says, okay, this just might work out. If you're selling a product, and you put it out there to 1,000 people and they all see it, they all know about it, they all know the cost, and you were able to make your full pitch, and maybe you want to sell 500 units of that product or 500 signups to your service, and you didn't get all 500, maybe you only got 25 to begin. All right, now you didn't hit your goal, you're not anywhere close to your goal, but you got 25. That means there's something viable in it. Maybe there's something wrong with the way you pitched it. Maybe it's something wrong with the price. Maybe it's something wrong with the product. Maybe it's something wrong with the audience of people that you're sharing it with. Maybe it's something wrong with you. But there's a seed of success somewhere in there. I mean, you got 25. That's something. I mean, now if you got zero or you only got one, then maybe you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe something's terribly wrong with some part of that situation. Some part of it. There's a lot of elements to it, as I just mentioned. Probably others that I'm not thinking of on my feet right now. But understand, if you get just a little bit, you get some remnants, some hints of future success in the actions that you're taking, even if it's not the full success, maybe that means you're in the right place. Maybe it could end up in the long run that you're still in the wrong place. But if it's telling you from the beginning, then you know you're not doing the right thing. When I went to my first pro basketball tryout coming out of Penn State Altoona in 2004, I was expecting there'd be hundreds of guys trying out for this small league, semi-pro local basketball team. Only how many players were there? 1, 2, 3, 4 total players showed up, and that's counting me. And one of the guys bailed out at the 10 minutes into this tryout because he just wasn't in shape. And he had his girlfriend with him. I've mentioned this before. He had his girlfriend with him, or his wife, or whoever she was. And she had to sit there and watch her boyfriend slash husband, whoever, not be able to do a full court layup drill. And he quit. He left. Him and his girlfriend left the tryout that they paid money for 10 minutes into it just because this guy was in such terrible shape. How could you spend money to go do something and you're still in terrible shape? Makes no sense to me. But that is a true story that actually happened. There were only 3 guys who did this whole tryout this first day. And at the end of the tryout, the coaches said to me, listen, you have some skills. You got some tools that we could possibly use, but we can't get a full evaluation of your game here because we can't see you playing 5-on-5. There's not enough players here, obviously. Look, come back to the next one. We have another one next week. So I felt a little bit, I was happy with that. Even though I didn't get the result that I wanted, they didn't sign me to a contract. I wasn't on the team. I didn't even get to play 5-on-5 full court basketball, but they had given me some positive. They told me, listen, we like some of your skills. Look, come back next time. We won't charge you for it since you already paid for it. You didn't get a full tryout here. Come to the next one. I had some seeds of success there, right? I got some positive feedback from some professional basketball coaches. I came back to the next one. There were only 3 players at this one, including me. 3 players. 1, 2, 3. The coach said, well, look, I told you you need to get in better shape. That's what the coach had told me. He said, you need to gain shape when you come to the next one. And I was actually in much better shape. And he told me that. He pointed that out in front of everybody, 3 people. And he said, look, come to the next one. I went to the next one. There were 300 guys at the next one. I didn't play that great at the next one. There was not as much opportunity with 300 guys on the court as opposed to when there are only 3 guys on the court. And that was the last that I dealt with that team at all. Now, I didn't get anything that I wanted out of that. I invested a lot of time, a lot of miles driven on the road, a lot of energy going to these tryouts, and got absolutely nothing. That team never, ever paid me a check. Nothing. $0. I paid them. Now, I spent more money dealing with them than they ever gave back to me, but I had some seeds of success. I went to a pro basketball tryout. I made a couple plays that I said, hey, I know I can compete with guys who are also trying to play at this level. I got some positive feedback from some coaches. So even though I had absolutely zero, to a layman who was looking at that situation and say, okay, you went to 3 tryouts with this team. You traveled to all these places. You spent money on rental cars. You spent money on food for the road. You did all this stuff and you got absolutely nothing. I had zero to show from it. Okay, this is just true facts. Hashtag facts. I still had the seedlings of success in it. Therefore, I kept going. If you can see the seedlings, that means there's a hint that you should keep going. But if you're not seeing any seeds, you're not getting anything at all. Everything you're trying, you're just getting absolute zero, nothing. Maybe you're in the wrong place. Maybe you're going to where you're being ignored. There is no adoration. There's not even a seed of adoration there. Everything ain't for everybody. Maybe you need to move on. Maybe you're in the wrong place. Maybe you are trying to fit yourself into something that's just not for you. Now, I or nor anyone else is really fit to say that to you. You got to have that conversation with yourself. You got to be real with yourself and look yourself in the mirror and say, am I really doing the thing that I really want to do? Or am I trying to do something that everybody else thinks I should do, or what I see other people doing, so I'm trying to go along with that, or what someone suggested to me that I do because it worked for them, or because I think there's a big money opportunity or attention opportunity, or I just think this is a safe thing, but it's just not working? Are you willing to be real enough with yourself in that conversation? Now, listen, even in playing sports, being in my background is in professional sports, I see a lot of athletes who don't really love the sport that they play. The game that they're playing is not even really for them. I met a lot of, especially in basketball, I met a lot of athletes who the game wasn't really for them. They weren't really basketball players. I mean, they were technically basketball players, but in their hearts, they weren't really basketball players. They didn't love basketball. They didn't really that much enjoy basketball. They enjoyed the trappings of playing basketball, maybe the money that they can make, the fans that they would get, the respect that they got from other people when people found out what it was they did for a living, but they didn't really love the game. Now, how did so many basketball players end up in that space? A lot of players end up in that space. How? Because you're tall. People look at you and they're like, man, do you play basketball? I remember, listen, I'm 6'4" tall. I'm not that tall. Like, I could walk around the streets. If I'm in regular clothing, you wouldn't look at me and say, damn, he must be a basketball player. I'm at right at the cutoff point, right? If you're about 6'5 and up, then people start to think, they just assume basketball. At 6'4 and under, you could say you're something else and nobody's really going to give a second thought to maybe you should have been a basketball player because you're so tall. So I'm right at that cutoff point, right? Even me, I remember I was like 15 years old. I was walking to a store in my Mount Airy neighborhood in Philadelphia, and this random dude was in a car, and he stopped his car so I could walk in front of his car in the intersection, and he yells out of his window, yo, you play basketball? And mind you, I'm 15 years old, so it's not like he's thinking I'm famous. He was just asking, like, you're that tall, you should be playing basketball. That's the way he was saying it. And I said, yeah, I play basketball. And then I just kept walking. So anyone who's taller than me, listen, it happens. And all of you have been around somebody who's tall, and you've seen the way that you perceive them, the way that you looked at them, the way that you might have talked to them, and the way that other people have talked to them their whole lives. Hey, do you play basketball? Why don't you play basketball? You that tall? You can't dunk? You don't play basketball? Man, you wasting that height. These are things I heard people say to me, and I'm not even that tall. So this is how sometimes people end up in things that they don't really want to be in, but it's the peer pressure coming from the outside. And that's why I'm saying all that to tell you, are you willing to have a conversation with yourself that is stronger than that outside pressure? That outside conversation is telling you you should be doing something that you know is not actually for you. Point number two, today's topic is going to where you are adored, not where you're ignored. Going to where they love you. Number two, what are your natural inclinations and skills, and how are you utilizing these natural inclinations and skills? What are you naturally good at? What is something that you do really well that other people admire, or something that just seems to is a challenge for many people, most people, but it seems to come pretty easily to you? Something that you would gladly do all day for free if you didn't need to do things to pay your bills and be a responsible person. What are those things that just come naturally to you? What are your inclinations? What are the skills that you have that you develop? Scott Adams, I've mentioned him in one of my favorite books episodes, one of my recent favorite books episodes, in his book, Win Bigly. But he also has a book called, it's a long title, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Succeed at Life. I believe that's the title, but it's something close to that. If you just look Scott up, or just go to my reading list at drayallday.com/read, you'll see him on there twice. But one of the things he talks about is a talent stack. I never heard anyone use this term before, but it's a really good term. A talent stack is basically taking several skills that you have, or a skill stack, several skills that you have, stacking them all together, and then it becomes this unique combination that no one else has, and that's what makes you valuable. James Altucher is another guy who's used something similar. He talks about intersections of skills, where, for example, you may not be the best writer in the world, and you also may not be the best cartoonist in the world, but you take your writing skills and your cartoon skills and put them together, and you're the best at doing that thing, whatever you want to call that. And Scott has actually used himself as an example with exactly that. He's also, in addition to being an author, he's the one who created and writes the comic strip called Dilbert. And I think anyone in America, maybe even, I don't know if it's published outside of America, a lot of people have heard of that comic strip. So he talks about that talent stack thing. What is your talent stack? What is your skill stack? What are the things that you do really well? And are you utilizing those skills? Are you completely ignoring some of your skills? This is what I know happens to people also. Because they have this outside environmental pressure from other people who are telling them what they think this person should do, or you just tell yourself what you think other people think you should do, and then you go follow this ghost advice, so to speak, you're ignoring natural skills of yours. You're ignoring some of your talents. You are underutilizing some talents that you have that would get you amazing amounts of ROI, but you're just not using them because you're trying to conform to what other people think, or what you think other people think. And that's really what it is. Not what other people actually think, is what you think they think, because you're deciding for them what they think you should be doing. Then you're agreeing with this that's not even real. And then you're going out and underutilizing your own skills and your own talents. And then you're wondering why you're unhappy with your own life. why you feel unfulfilled in your own life. Because you're taking things that are come naturally to you and you're not even doing them. What kind of result do you expect from that? Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three, today's topic is going to where they love you, going to where you are adored, not where you are ignored. So this is not just about the locations and other people. We're also talking about ourselves here. If you haven't caught on by this point, in episode number 51 of this podcast. Yes, episode number 51. You can listen to at dreallday.com/podcast every past episode of the show. But in that episode, I talked about honoring what brought you here and honoring the things, the skills that got you to the point that you're at now, whatever achievements or successes or whatever you have manifested into your life to this point. Even if you feel like you're not even 10% of where you want to be, you've gotten somewhere in your life. Honoring those things is episode number 51. The question here, point number three, is what has worked for you in the past and why'd you stop doing it? I think we all come to this crossroads at multiple points in our lives where working on something or we're trying some things and we're just not quite getting the result that we want to get is because there is something or some things that have or has worked for us in the past. But for whatever reason, we got away from that thing. We got away from doing the thing that has worked for us in the past. We got away from the principles of it. And I don't necessarily mean you have to stay in the same job or the same mindset or the same industry all of your life. I'm talking about the principles that allowed you to be successful in that space. Now, you heard me talk to Donna St. Louis about 100 episodes ago where I interviewed Donna here on the Work On Your Game podcast. And when I first met Donna, there was an exercise she had me go through. She said, list every job you ever worked at in your life, even the small menial jobs, meaning starting with when I worked at Pizza Hut when I was 15 years old, all the way up through playing basketball. And she would ask me, what are the things that you were most valued for when you worked there? What are the things that your boss or whoever was in charge liked most about you, if you had to guess? And it was the same things were coming up over and over again. And it was discipline. Discipline of showing up every single day to do the work. What was it that got you into the pros? What was it that got you so known on making YouTube videos? It was because I was posting them every day. What was it that got people liking your podcast? Because it comes out every single day and is short enough that people can kind of listen to it on their drive to work. What was it that made the boss at Friendly's, when I worked at Friendly's restaurant in outside of Philadelphia at Plymouth Meeting Mall, what was it that made the boss value you? Because she knew that if she called me, even on my off day, I would probably come in and work because I wanted the hours and I wanted to make the money that summer. I believe I was in the 10th or 11th grade of high school. So it was the discipline that kept coming up over and over and over again. And Donna was telling me as we're doing this exercise, she was saying, this is the thing that you need to be talking about. This is something that you need to be teaching people. This is something that you need to be sharing because this is the skill. This is the ability of yours that has the inclination that has keeps coming up over and over and over again in your life. Dre, you see it right here. This is coming from you. This wasn't what she was saying. This is what I was saying. So what you need to ask yourself is, what are the things that have worked best for you in the past? What are the things that have produced results for you? Whether that's an action, whether it's a person, whether it's a way of doing things, whether it's a natural personal attribute of yours, whether that's you're friendly with people, you're very confident, you're a good decision maker, you're good at remembering things, you're very organized. What are the things that have produced results for you the most in your past? If you were to just look through all the situations you've been in your life and whatever successes you got there, what led to those successes and how much are you using those attributes, those tools, those skills these days? And if you're not using them, why'd you stop? And once you answer that question, now the question is, what can I do to start using them again? There's a clue somewhere in there, but you got to be willing to ask the questions. And when you ask yourself the right questions, you're going to get provocative answers that can lead you to actions that can lead you to your results. And that's why I wrote a book called Ask Yourself a Better Question. If you want to hear that book on audio, I know audiobooks are a very popular thing. Listen, I move more audiobooks than I do regular written books. So listen, you can get an audiobook for free. Any one of my audiobooks free. Go to dreallday.com/audible. Dreallday.com/audible. Get any audiobook of mine for free. You can keep the Audible membership if you want thereafter. But if you don't, you get 30 days. Listen to whatever you want. Let's recap today's topic, which is going to where they love you. Going to where you are adored, not where you are ignored. Point number one. If you are not seeing hints of success in what you are doing, you are probably trying to fit into something that isn't working. Even when something is not working, you should still see some hint that says, okay, here's a little bit of success. Here's a little bit of result. That tells me now if I make this adjustment and this adjustment, maybe I'll get a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. You build on that. But if you're not getting that little bit, you're probably in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. Point number two, what are your natural inclinations? What are your natural skills? And how are you utilizing those skills? On the flip side, what skills of yours are you ignoring and underutilizing? So ask yourself first, what are those skills of mine that I'm really good at and how much am I using them in my everyday life towards my goals? Number three, what has worked best for you in the past in terms of people, places, things, ideas, energies, personal attributes, and why have you stopped using those things? It doesn't mean you had to go back and date a girlfriend that you dumped 5 years ago or go see a guy that you decided wasn't right for you. It doesn't mean you go back and work at a job that you quit because you hated the boss or go back into an industry that you don't want to be in anymore. I mean the principles that allowed you to be successful. What are the principles that have created success for you in life or the people or the strategies that have created success for you, created winning situations for you, and how much are you using them these days? There is a clue in those principles, in those strategies, in those actions that if you continue to ignore them, then you're going to continue to be ignored. If you go where you are adored, you will get more results than if you try to force yourself into a place where you were ignored. You go to a party where the bouncer's just not letting you in. You're better off going to the party where they're welcoming you and wondering what took you so long to get there. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to dreallday.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to dreallday.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.